following examples illustrate vowel contrasts in Kru. High front, bright.
D. This means it.
High front, muffled.
D. D. That means back.
High front, bright, nasalized.
And G. That means crawl.
High front, muffled, nasalized.
Che. Che. That means worms. Che. Je. Je. This means see it. Je. Je. This means dreams. Bang, bang. This means buttocks. Bang, bang. This means taboos. Lots of lords, lots of taboos. Bang, bang. This means report it. Bang, bang. This means a name of a river. Ba. Ba. This is not a polite word, so I won't give the meaning. Ba. Ba. This means a taboo, just one law. Ka. Ka. This means fix him up by way of medicine. Con, con. This means possess him. Bo, bo. This means under. Bo, bo. This means a leg. Boom, boom. This means flee or jump. Bon, bon. This means a horn. Dru, dru. This means a palm tree. Dru, dru. This means a head. Pum, pum. This means a bundle.
Examples illustrating four out of a possible five tonal contrasts. First, high rising. Second, high level. Third, low rising. Fourth, low level.
Ba, ba. This means a fire hearth. Ba, ba. This means debt. Ba, ba. This means a fork stick. Ba, ba. This is the same word that I say I was not going to give the meaning because it is not a polite word.
Further data on Kru tone recorded August 1959. Augustus B. Mawia, informant. Joseph E. Grimes, linguist. For reference, a tone of 440 cycles per second. Short monosyllables in Kru were divided into eight groups by the informant, the forms within each group being identical in tone. The forms given illustrate the eight groups.
Kwa, kwa. This is planting. D, D. This is spear. De, de, this is thing. Do, do, this is a person. To, to, this is chew him. Be, be, this is hog. So, this is horse, car, this is nitty cup, quo, di, de, do, ta, be. So, car, plantain, spear, a thing. A possum, chew him, a hog, horse, maybe cow, no, this doesn't. A thing, de, to snore. No, I mean, it's an imperative. Snore, blah, boil, do, chew him, ta, chew them. Te, a possum, do, a crab, ka, nail it, on, fix him up by medicine, ka, war, to. Or chew it, te, and handkerchief, wro, honey, do, a foot, bo, palm tree, jo, forest, ba. Well,
these last three groups were included because it is uncertain whether the middle group, the one beginning with chew him, belongs with the first beginning thing or with the second beginning opossum. After comparison, the informant's reaction is that chew him and opossum belong in the same list. The remaining lists follow.
Plantain. Quo, a spear, D, a child, you, a bundle, pum, sand, pion, fire hearth, and ba, fire, pon, flesh, four, drain. Na, na, corpse, coo, coo, rat trap, ka, ka, gray monkey, ke, ke, gray monkeys, ka, ka, hog, be, be, end, ke, ke, one, do, do, sigh, ka, ka, show it, te, te, rest, fwe, fwe, walk, na, na, horse, so, so, gun, poo, poo, part of the body, ba, ba, floor, ba, ba, a medicine to fix him up, and ka, ka, I'm sorry, this medicine to as an, use as an ordeal, ka, ka, in a place, ta, ta, neck, plum, plum, shelter, blue, blue, male elephant, blah, blah, native cop, car, car, ordeal, slow, slow, and coal, drew, drew, sling, pull, pull, a baboon, where, where, a rat, plan, plan, an okra, okra, bois, bois, and inside, wuro, wuro, wooden drum, wule, wule, a load, bè, bè, and a horn, bon, bon, an axe, twa, twa.
The first list, plantain, which is the only such form found to date, seems to be characterized by a high rising tone, the latter part of which is most strongly attacked. The second group, spear, is characterized by a high pitch, which is almost always accompanied by an upglide at the end of around a quarter tone. The list beginning with opossum is near high, level, or near high, falling slightly. The list beginning thing apparently may begin on a pitch either above or below the pitch on which the preceding list, opossum, regularly begins, but it is characterized by a fall of a half step or more. The list beginning hog is on a middle tone and is characterized by a downglide at the end of about two semitones. The list beginning horse begins quite low, is characterized by a downglide of around four semitones, together with laryngealization or breathiness or both at the end of the syllable. The last list, beginning with native cup, is fairly low, characterized by a glide down in pitch, followed by a very quick upglide, which does not usually reach the level of pitch on which the syllable begins. It also lacks the laryngeal features of the preceding list.
Yeah.